Those like Tribal Council member Kevin Yellowbird Steele say local law enforcement ties up much of its time picking up those who are drinking illegally. He says the federal budget sequester means even fewer law enforcement resources on Pine Ridge. Yellowbird Steele says he personally supports the idea of removing prohibition as a way to free up tribal police to go after more major crimes.
So why worry about the guy who's walking down the street drinking, who's not doing nothing wrong? Because the minute they pick him up and take him to jail, then your real crimes start happening.
Officials say the issue of lifting tribal prohibition is not an easy one. Councilmember James Cross says his constituents are split down the middle. But Cross says he personally cannot support legalizing alcohol because it brings so many problems.
A lot of the domestic abuse, family disputes, alcohol-related, the car crashes. And so there's just a long list of alcohol-related issues that we face here on the reservation.
If the council approves a tribal referendum, the public vote on prohibition would not take place until 2014. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.